When the campaign is over, Mark Swearingen will vote in Columbus, Ohio.
We are in just a Joe average income, Joe average people doing Joe average things.
His quiet street is our latest stop as we visit voters in a swing state. Swearingen lives in an area of Columbus that could vote either way.
This is it, the epicenter, as they say. What Columbus feels is what the nation feels.
Swearingen and his neighbors are divided on what they feel about the presidential election. These are two-story homes, moderately priced, not that new. But elaborate gardens surround them, and a creek runs through Swearingen's backyard.
Would you like to see it? Would you like to sit out in the patio and we can talk a little further?
He leads the way to a wooden deck, where he stands at least a head taller than his visitors. His wife Sandy comes outside, wearing a T-shirt decorated with an American flag.
If I had known you were coming, I would have had my other shirt on.
Which says,
"Welcome to America. Now learn to speak English." Do you know that the city of Columbus is number one for immigrants?
Is that bad?
Can we spread it out a little bit?
I think I go with this shirt.
Sandy works for a nurses association. Mark is a meat distributor. They both have definite ideas about this election.
Should I speak honestly or...
That would be good.
John Kerry does not have a feeling for what's happening in the world. He has grandiose ideas, but I don't think he has a plan to make them work. George W. did nothing wrong in 9/11, and hopefully will continue to do a fine job.
Sandy plans to vote for President Bush, too, but she's having trouble persuading her relatives. Her daughter and son-in-law just went to see the Michael Moore film, Fahrenheit 9/11.
They hate Bush. Now, they hate Bush. Can't stand Bush. No, they didn't before they went to see the movie.
And what a life-changing experience. Oh, boy, we took all this as fact.
I think there were some military things that happened. I think at the end, a mother is crying about her son who was killed, and I think that hit home for them.
How do you think their politics ended up being so different from yours?
They're stupid. No.
The Swearingens might be just as mystified by the politics of some of their neighbors. A couple around the corner has a Michael Moore book, and they intend to vote for John Kerry.
Hi.
These dogs belong to Jessica Blum. She's a veterinary student at Ohio State University.
Hi. Bronson.
She just bought her first house with Jim Morrissey, who works for a shipping company. They're both 24 years old. Once they gather in the dogs, they sit beside one another on their soft blue sofa.
I shouldn't even admit this, but I never even really voted before. And this is the first presidential election that I've been extremely interested in.
She just started becoming a loyal Howard Stern fan, so...
That gets you interested in politics, Howard Stern?
Now he does. And every morning, it's so hard for me not to get influenced by him. And I know that sounds awful to say I'm being influenced politically by Howard Stern.
Jessica Blum says the radio shock jock talks up freedom of speech. Now she's following other issues, like abortion rights.
And I get scared that, like we said before, that there's not going to be as much of a separation between religion and state. And I think that is so important.
Her boyfriend, Jim Morrissey, wears his hair cut short. He serves in the National Guard, though he doubts his commander-in-chief. He says the war in Iraq is a distraction.
We should be... What's going on with Osama bin Laden?
I'm curious, when you talk about this with other guys in the Guard unit, does your opinion make you like a minority in that group?
I never had more political debates in a weekend than I did this past weekend.
Jim Morrissey and Jessica Blum find it hard to understand people who disagree with them about this election. In that way, at least, these two John Kerry supporters share something in common with their neighbors who favor President Bush.